edition of the Hagman and Hagman Report. I want to thank each and every one of you for joining us. Thanks so much for your belief and your trust in us. And thank you so much for subscribing to our YouTube channel, whether you're listening to this on Global Star Radio or BTR. Thank you for following us on BTR, bookmarking Global Star Radio. Thanks for your support. We appreciate your support more than you know, in prayers, your financial support, your prayer support, your friendship, your letters, your emails. We read them all. I read them all. In fact, this I was reading emails and mail letters. Thank you so much. And, you know, coming up, two fantastic people. My good friend, and I'm not afraid to say this, and I mentioned Steve Friday during the first half hour. Steve Quayle is a guy that I know. He's become my best friend. I would give him the shirt off my back, and he would give me the shirt off of his back. This man is a man of character and integrity, and I would trust him. If he called me up and says, you know what, there's a huge mothership over my town, I wouldn't even turn on the news to. I'm serious. That's how much I trust him. In the story, and I know that those words are going to be typed out, transcribed, and posted on various websites all across the blogosphere by the detractors of us both. Have at it. I'm proud of it. Before we get to Steve and, of course, Mr. Tim Alberino, who shares equally in my admiration. I want to ask you, if you're the person that's hiring, in charge of hiring for your business, I've got a solution for you, something that we have used. We love this service, ZipRecruiter.com/free trial. We love this service. If you're in charge of hiring, do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Well, posting your job in one place is not enough to find the top quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all, and I mean all of the job sites, and now you can. ZipRecruiter.com/free trial. Well, ZipRecruiter.com. There you can post your job to up to 200 plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with one single click. You can find candidates in any city or in any industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. It is easy, super easy. I love it. I love the way they have it organized. There's no more juggling of emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person quickly. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 100 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, we've got a special for you. If you're listening to this broadcast, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/free trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free trial. One more time to try it for free, ZipRecruiter.com/free trial. Joe, I'm going to kick it over to you to bring Mr. Timothy Alberino and Steve Quayle on. Steve Quayle, SteveQuayle.com and Gen 6 Productions, and Tim Alberino, and I'm going to kick it over to you. I'm going to stop talking. Make my mouth stop talking. Make it stop. Make it stop. Go ahead.
Well, we have both of our guests with us right now, and Steve, I'm going to bring you on first. Welcome back to the show, and you can bring Tim on.
Well, thank you, and we're really excited to be with you guys. We're just, Doug and Joe and everyone, about 30 days away from launching the third DVD, True Legends, it's just called Holocaust of Giants. I'm going to share with you in this first hour. Tim will be with the first hour, and then I'll take the second hour, because he's been tied up all day in the editing suite with our sound guys. I think that what we've tried to do is give everyone the most, I would say, there's a visually exciting presentation of a subject matter, obviously, the Holocaust of Giants. I'll put the thon there, but it's just called Holocaust of Giants, that we've tracked all over the world and are continuing to track. And, you know, Joe and Doug, one of the questions I get all the time, well, what does this have to do with salvation? Well, first of all, people in spiritual warfare don't understand the entities that they're dealing against. Now, those who are seasoned in the deliverance ministry do, but since the gates of hell have opened, and if anybody wants to challenge that in a historic sentence, there has never been what we're seeing now at this point in history over the last 2,000 years, and what's getting ready to happen is going to take God's people by surprise. You know, the thing is that Jesus said, the scripture said, God will do nothing except he reveals his secrets to his servants, the prophets. But Jesus Jesus went on to say that, see that ye be not deceived. Even if you go to the front lines of, and this is the introduction for Tim, if you go to the front lines and headlines of Drudge, ladies and gentlemen, you're seeing Elon Musk talking about his artificial brain and literally, if you will, brain impregnation with artificial devices to basically control human behavior. And this is a guy that's worried about an AI apocalypse. So what we're doing is we're showing by the grace of God that there's nothing new under the sun. And Doug and Joe and everyone listening, it would have been impossible. And I can tell you this from, you know, writing about this stuff and I would say in a preemptory way, in a visionary way, by the grace of God, a man has nothing except you receive it from above. That is my central, if you will, statement of total reliance on Jesus. So I want people to understand this. When you walk with the Lord, and actually in my case, walk, stumble, fall, trip, bounce off walls, but the point is, each time the Lord pulls you up, when he starts a man out on a quest and gives him a calling, a journey, an anointing, and a purpose, you know, the people that have none of those are at a great disadvantage because all they can rely on is their feelings. Now, it's interesting, when Tim and I got together, and obviously, as his he's developed into an amazing, that's not flattery, but editor, the guy feels the stuff, but more importantly, you know, when he's in the editing suite, and when we're talking or we're filming on camera, and the lines are being written for this documentary, you can't get away from the things that the Lord is doing, the Lord Jesus Christ is doing, to give everybody a chance to be prepared before the great deception that's above, you know, upon us. So, Tim, let's just talk a little bit, and I'll turn it over to you right now, about kind of where we're at in the movie and some of the things that, you know, have been astonishing to you as a hand of the Lord. And I will tell you this, Doug, I'll tell you this, Joe, and I'll tell everyone listening, as many rave reviews and people have loved Number Two all over the world, this thing, to use a baseball term, okay, even I know what this is, this thing not only knocks it out of the park, it knocks it out of the city that the, you know, baseball stadium is located in. Go ahead, Tim.
Well, good evening, and thank you for that introduction, Steve. We are in the final stages of post-production, and we're at the latter end of the editing process here for this film, so we're obviously very excited about it. We've been working very hard on it. It is, in my opinion, the best film we've made yet, and there is explosive content in this film. We're not going to get into too much detail yet, because in about a month from now, we're going to be releasing the film. So, and at that time, we want to disclose more of what's in it. But there is information in this film that people have never seen. And I know a lot of people go around saying that about their projects and their books or whatever they're doing, but that's really the truth with this film. It brings together some groundbreaking research that Tom Horn has been doing over at Skywatch TV and his crew, and that Steve and I have been doing over here at Gen 6 Productions. And we put a lot of time and effort into this film to lay out the content in a way that that unlocks some of the mystery of the giants, not only the giants that once walked the Americas, but also the giants from the Middle East, the Rephaim, and the connection between the activity of the giants over here, the Anasazi, that disappeared mysteriously from the face of the earth. Tom Horn, for the last several years, has been doing amazing work. Really has been paving a new way in terms of the understanding of the mysterious disappearance of the Anasazi, and demonstrating that the conventional narrative concerning the Anasazi is unequivocally false, and that something much more gruesome and intriguing occurred in the desert southwest hundreds of years ago, possibly thousands of years ago. So we pick up the trail, literally, we pick up the trail of the Anasazi, Steve and I, with Tom Horn, in the desert southwest, and we take you from the desert southwest all the way back to the neighborhood of Rome, just off the western coast of Rome, on the island of Sardinia. Very, very enigmatic place, very mysterious place. Very few people have done any kind of meaningful research on the island. And it's really explosive content what we uncover, and the pieces that have come to into place, that have fallen into place throughout the process of making this film. And this film has been, by the way, this film, we've been making this film for 3 years. With Sardinia was actually the very first place that we went when we began to, before we even launched the True Legend series. We went to Sardinia on a preliminary trip just to do some research, some investigative work, and we had a contact, a person who contacted us and told us that we really need to go to the island of Sardinia. And so we went some three years ago about, and what we discovered there was so intriguing that when we came back to the United States, we decided we have to go back, but we can't go back to Sardinia to film for the series until we're prepared, until we have the right equipment, and until we can do it right. So we've waited. The content that we have from Sardinia, it's been like a card that we've been holding close to our chest. We haven't been talking about it much. We've had some very interesting material for a couple of years, and we've been holding it. And we decided that the time has come to deal with Sardinia. And I think that I'm absolutely amazed sitting back just not only as the director of the film and editing it, but also just sitting back as a spectator watching this thing come together, watching the research that Tom Horn did in the Desert Southwest with the Anasazi, how it fits, how it flows so perfectly into the narrative, into the larger narrative, which includes Sardinia, which includes the Rephaim, the tribes of giants from the were inhabiting the Promised Land and then driven out by Joshua and the armies of Israel. And there's some fascinating correlations. I believe, and I think I can say this quite confidently, that we make some connections here that I think have slipped past even the mainstream historians and archaeologists. And this is real investigative work. This is real ground level research. We're not just sitting behind computers and researching things. We're actually going to these places. We're interviewing people. We're uncovering things. We're putting the pieces together ourselves. And I'm confident that when we release this film, it's going to answer some of the more difficult questions. Again, concerning the Rephaim, concerning the migration of the giants, as John Wesley Powell, who's the director of the Smithsonian, termed it back in the late 1800s. John Wesley Powell said that basically that the giants, yes, the giants exist. There's no denying that the giants exist, but we don't want to talk about the giants in America, by the way. He was actually referring to something specifically concerning the Grand Canyon. He said, we don't want to talk about the giants until we can determine where they've come from, the migration of the giants, who this people is, where they come from. Well, again, I think we've put the pieces into place, and I think we can answer that question definitively, and we do in our film. And it's going to surprise people, the answer to some of these questions. But we talk about all kinds of things in this film. Again, we'll go into greater detail a little bit further down the line, but it's jam-packed, just like episode 2 was, with all kinds of information. The film kind of takes little rabbit trails here and there, but always comes back to the primary narrative. So this is a really exciting time for me because it's the culmination of a whole lot of work. Steve and I just got done recording lines and filming the final parts of this thing, and it takes a lot of effort to put these films together, a lot of energy, a lot of man hours, a lot of time in the field editing, doing sound stuff, and so it's been quite a ride, and we're at the end of the process, and we are looking forward to releasing this explosive film in early May.
Well, Doug, one of the things I'd like to bring up is this, is that, you know, what I I've spent most of my life, people know my age, so I won't say it again, but, this August I turned 66. I'm not super thrilled with that, so I'm trying, it's not just the age limit. Here's what we're trying to do. Number one, I'm going to say this, and if anybody doubts it after the evidence we presented in this video, we're not recording history, we're rewriting history from the biblical truth perspective, from the obvious perspective. We're showing the greatest cover-up and cover-over of history, and the reason why all this stuff is important. You know, I read some of the cynics and some of the hyenas and jackals writings, and it's interesting because someone will say, well, I think I know this, look, that can't be blah, blah, blah. But the thing is that we've done our homework. We've got, for instance, Native American elders, and I'll wet your whistle with this, that are absolutely capable of utilizing their knowledge to open stargates. Now, if people don't get the stargate, another word for star is angel, and angel and star, obviously, in the New Testament, messenger, and in the Old Testament, the seven stars that Jesus spoke of, in the New Testament, in the book of Revelation, are the seven angels. But the traditions of the ancients were that stars were the abode of the angels. Now, there's a lot of quirky stuff going on. I saw one presentation that said that, the fallen angels are bound in the Antarctic. Well, not all of the fallen angels are bound. I think it's interesting because in the book of Hebrews we're told that we come before an innumerable, a cloud of angels and also witnesses, and that if Jesus could have called 10,000 angels, I'm sure it was more than 200 that fell, was Satan, Lucifer, who became Satan, meaning adversary. The people that don't want to believe this stuff are the ones that basically say to me or say to Tim, well, it's not relevant. It couldn't be more relevant. The tree is known by the fruit it bears, and the cannibalism right now that's feeding the headlines and feeding on humans, whether it's sacrificial abortion, whether it's a sacrificial pedophiles doing such horrible things that it makes you want to vomit, to little children and all of the abuse that's going on. One of the world's religions, the biggest world's, one of the top three, Islam, saying certain sects saying it's okay to eat your enemies as long as they're not Muslims. That's been carried out in Syria. So what's interesting, you cannot separate, and I'm telling people this because it's critical. One time I asked the Lord, I've gone on record as saying this, and look, I was called to do this. If you can't handle it, go before the Lord in prayer and tell him he made a mistake and calling me to bring these truths to the public. But the point is that you cannot separate the root of evil from the fruit of evil, and we're experiencing the fruit of evil on an unimaginable level, so much so that the Bible specifically says in the New Testament, if the days weren't shortened for the elect's sake, there would be no flesh left alive. I'm astonished, Doug, as Tim and I do our investigations, and by the way, we've already been presented with probably one of the most mind-blowing opportunities for the next DVD. And here's the thing. When I met with a certain individual, he asked me what it would take to do these, do eight of these, DVDs. And so far, we're done with three, ready to offer everybody, the end of the month of April. But I think what's important for people to understand is we're up against, and look, here's how God's in it. The scripture says, despise not the day of small beginnings. We're in this thing because of the grace of primarily two people, that start us out, Cam and Jan, God bless you. Weren't it because Gary Haven saw what we were doing and helped us out on the second one? But these things cost $250,000, and that's hard dollars. And by the way, I don't take a cent out of that. Tim and Carlos, and we pay our cinematographers, our sound guys. We pay our pilots. We got to pay for all this stuff. And some of the places are so obscure that there's no way to cover 300 square miles in a day except by air. There's no way to see the geo-positioning of some of these different kivas in the desert southwest or in Sardinia. And, you know, I told Tim, I said, Tim, you include the picture of the Vatican chopper when you guys were in Sardinia, which, by the way, he did. Thank you, Tim. Because it's you know, when they were there, I think, 2 years ago initially, or, sorry, 2 years ago to film the majority of what you're going to see in Episode 3, they had the creepy little guys in their kind of like, if you will, a Raiders of the Lost Ark sort of people following them. There's no way, ladies and gentlemen, that these things could come out outside of the grace of God. So I want to thank everybody, Doug, and we're going to get into the conference in a minute, but I want to thank everybody who has prayed for us, who's prayed for Tim's safety, who's prayed for my safety, those of you who buy the DVDs, those of you who download them on Vimeo, those who do this. That's how we make the ability, that's how we have the ability to make these things. Now look, this is critical. James Cameron has launched the greatest search for Atlantis. I know the New Agers are claiming point blank that Antarctica is Atlantis. I can tell you this from the people I know in the intelligence community over the last 25 years, in the military, in the scientists who are coming to the point in their life where they want to clear the air. Antarctica is not Atlantis. But saying that, the mysteries of the Antarctic are so profoundly pertinent to our day that that's what all this stuff is. Now, I know that there are people that argue with me and there are no giants, blah, blah, blah. But the man with the experience, the people with the evidence, well, this is why we produce these videos, DVDs, and I write the books I write and produce them, is to basically allow people prayerfully, if you're people of God, to discern what's right and what's wrong. And also to fill in the blanks from history. One of the most pressing issues is, why did God tell the children of Israel when they went into the land of Canaan to kill every man, woman, and child? Now, I've heard, Doug, you've heard this too, and I think you said, well, I didn't know, meaning you, Doug, didn't know that until you heard it. But it's because they were not human beings. They were not the descendants of Adam and Eve. They were something else. They were a hybrid. They were a composite. When you see the Sardinian figures of the Nuragi, that's what they call them, they're Nuragi, and you see their eyes, you see the disproportionate, if you will, features on their faces, you know you're dealing with something else, just like L.A. Marzulli's, the skulls. These skulls aren't flat-boarded. Good night. Some of these skulls, and Tim, when we did the first True Legends, we quoted a lot of the Spanish conquistadors, some of the manuscripts. Listen, when some of those manuscripts are dumped into Tim's lap by those who are museum curators and stuff, some of these suckers haven't been open for 400 or 500 years. I'm saying suckers, meaning old manuscripts, okay? Slang. I apologize for that. But who can you say is behind that except, I would say this, the hand of the Lord. The hand of the Lord is upon this. And what it's doing, and Doug, right now as we're on the show with you tonight on your show, I'm getting emails saying thank you. Thank you for helping me to understand the passages of Scripture or why God would do that. Well, see, everything that God does has a purpose, yet the purpose of God is always trying to be manipulated, frustrated, intervened against, warred against, or every other word that you could have as a synonym against the revelation of the living God. I just posted a story on my website that a Muslim female teacher gets up in class and denies the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and the Christian kid, God bless him, whoever he is, stands up and he gets expelled. Hello, what's wrong with that? I think it was in Florida. The point being is this, is God's people are going to know the truth. What they do with the truth then becomes their responsibility. So we are excited, and listen, True Legends, the unfolding of the ancient mysteries. I want to say this again. You can call it bragging, you can call it boasting. I'm declaring it as word. It will rewrite history. And I'll also make you another statement. Watch and see. You watch after we release this video what happens in the world of archaeology, of ancient astronomy, of global, if you will, global planetary physics, the whole situation of the world, everything that's been denied. Let's take Mars, for instance. Everything that's been denied over Mars, yet Tim is in Tiwanaku, and he's in Peru and Bolivia, and we see the very language that the late David Flynn described. It was David Flynn that first figured out, God bless him, and I wish he were here still. I wish he were here. I can't, you know, bring him back, but God chose to take him at the time. But the language of the Tiwanaku and matching Mars, and somebody said, well, how can that be? How can you make that statement? Simple, and we're going to prove it, and you're going to know it. But even before we prove it, whether, you know, Elon Musk, I'm only using him because every day he's announcing something that most people wouldn't have believed 20 years ago. Would you agree with that, Doug?
100%, Steve. And let's hold it right there, my brother, because we're up against the bottom of the hour. You're exactly right. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, and that Elon Musk article is right on Drudge. Elon Musk launches Neuralink to connect brains with computers. And, you know, they package it as this is his answer to combat AI, is to become part of the AI. Just completely insane. Folks, we're talking with Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com and Tim Alberino.
TrueLegendsTheSeries.com, where you can get the DVD, at least get two's up there now. It's been up there, right? Just to be sure, just to be clear, at True Legends. Right,
episode 2 is available. Yep.
Okay, I just want. Okay, all right. Still number one as well. All right.
And Steve and Tim will be with us in the next segment, so don't go anywhere. You're listening to this edition of the Hagmann Report.
Visit HagmannReport.com for the news and articles that matter most. Stay tuned. We will be right back.
Shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be.
Folks, I'm going to direct your attention to MasterPreps.com. MasterPreps.com. Wow. MasterPreps.com, the sponsor of our show, MasterPreps.com. That's MasterPreps.com. Take a visit there. High-quality items, made-in-America items. I mean, anything, everything you possibly want, from cooking utensils, cooking frying pans. I mean, it is, it'll blow you away. Absolutely. Eric said,
it's insane. I mean, wow. Look at the products.
Folks, visit MasterPreps.com. Again, welcome to the Hagmann Report family, MasterPreps.com. I mean, wow, it's insane.
MasterPreps.com. Are you ready for what comes next?
Hi, I'm Grace Gonzalez from Chang Close in the Woods. We are an American family-owned company founded and built on skills and knowledge gained from responding to 18 major disasters in the U.S. and around the world. We found that most people don't have enough food and water to survive, let alone any medicinals to save their life. We are offering 25% off our must-have American Heritage Remedies kit. It contains 12 homeopathic remedies, a booklet that goes over everything in your kit, and our brand new book, Major Disasters Lessons Learned. Just enter coupon code HAGMAN. In life or a disaster, you must be able to take care of yourself. You may not be a medical doctor, and your grandmother and your great-grandmother probably weren't either, but they still knew how to minister to their family's health issues, and so can you. Check out our American Heritage Remedies Kit at www.changeswithwoods.com. Your life may depend on it.
Hello, everyone. This is Joe Charles, the guy whose voice is heard announcing for the Hagmann and Hagmann Report right here on YouTube and across the Global Star Radio Network. There have been many people wondering whose music is being played during those breaks. Well, you guessed it. And we're very pleased to announce that all that music and 11 brand new songs from the CD New Jerusalem is set for release on April 10th for download on iTunes. means you can help support my ministry and be blessed by this awesome, inspiring recording. I have been fortunate to work with some phenomenal musicians from around the world that helped us put this recording together in the studio. Simply go to joecharlesmusic.com and click on the iTunes link. Or, if you'd rather have a CD, we'll send one right out to you. Just leave me your email and we'll get right back to you. And thanks to Doug and Joe Hagman for making this all possible. God bless.
Welcome back, folks, to this edition of the Hagman and the Hagman Report. Our very special guest, Mr. Steve Quayle at stevequayle.com. Tim Alberino, legendstheseries.com. Two fantastic men. And, folks, if you haven't done so already, go to truelegendstheseries.com. The DVDs are fantastic. I mean, it's Hollywood production. True Legends Episode 2, The Unholy Sea. True Legends Episode 1, Technology of the Fallen. And it's just fantastic. Well worth every penny, indeed. Want to mention portions of tonight's broadcast brought to you by HealthMasters, healthmasters.com. We take the Ultimate Multiple. We take the Cortisol Buster, the Purple Sticks, vitamins, all the nutritional supplements out there, healthmasters.com. They've got daily specials. They've got numerous protocols, whether you've got a problem with your joints, you've got problems with your blood sugar, perhaps you've got problems with your immune system, you've got arthritis, any number of things. They've got protocols, nutritional supplement protocols to help you. They do help. Healthmasters.com. That's healthmasters.com. At the very least, if you are taking multiple supplements or daily supplements, that is, you cannot find any better one than at healthmasters.com. Their Ultimate Multiple is rated, at least in our book, number one, above, far and above any on the market today. That's healthmasters.com, healthmasters.com, and in the notation, make sure you just type in Hagman, and they'll get the message, and you'll see. They'll do some really great things for you. That's healthmasters.com. Steve, going to kick it over to you, sir. Go ahead.
Well, you know, I think it's important, Doug, that I think that God has everything that's time sensitive. I'm going to ask Tim to share a little bit about Anselm and what he and Anselm will be talking about at the True Legends Conference we're having in Branson, Missouri, September 15th and 17th. And I know it almost sounds amazing to people that we would be doing this so quickly, but I think as God in his foreknowledge, understanding, and in always letting his people know ahead of time what's going on, he's brought together, and this was something that was really laid on my heart. I believe he's brought together the most concise group of researchers, writers, and field guys. Now, Tim is a field guy, and I teased him because I said, guess what, Tim, it looks like you're going back to the jungles. He just laughed, and then I think of his story. Someday I want you to get, hey, Doug, I want you to interview Tim on his life in the jungle and just the typical menu of the jungle. I would sit there and I would go, brother, I'm amazed at what you ate didn't eat you. But anyway, it's another story. But when you're in the jungle, I can't tip off everything. You know me. I want to share with people. I want to just get them so excited. But our True Legends of Conference is really going to be critical because Timothy Alberino is going to be there. Anselm P. Rambla is going to be there. He's the gentleman that you see that's really cool. I told Tim, I said, tell him that I think he's the coolest looking guy in the world next to the Dos Equis beer guy, you know, the most interesting man in the world. But in his own realm, he's probably one of the most famous explorer archaeologists that there is. So, Tim, I want to share it over. Let me just say this. L.A. Marzulli is going to be there. Tom Horn's going to be there. I'm going to be there. Timothy Alberino, Michael Lake, Derek Gilbert, and David Langford. After all the intensity that's going to be during Friday and Saturday, and it's going to be intense, it's going to be more of a teach-in-ar, I promise you, you will be seeing stuff on our large screen panel TV and try to get, you know, guys to put together, I don't know, a 12-foot high by 30-foot wide multi-paneled TV so so that you can get the full effect of a lot of this research, you're going to see stuff there that is going to blow your mind. You're going to hear from Anselm. So, Tim, go ahead and share kind of how, you know, how you and Anselm met. This is a cool story. This is one of those things where people need to, you know, understand this. Go ahead, if you would.
Well, those of you who have seen the second installment of our True Legend series, The Unholy Sea, are familiar with Anselm P. Ramla. Anselm P. Ramla is a world-renowned explorer. He's an explorer of the first class, and his team is made up of archaeologists and scientists from different disciplines. And so these aren't a group. His company, by the way, is called Boak Rus. His explorer society that he operates is called Boak Rus. That name comes from the boat, the ship that he started off on, him and his crew. And so the guy really is one of the most interesting men, certainly that I've ever met. And he's been deep into the jungle, up into the mountains of the Himalayas with the Tibetans. He's been all over the earth, has done a lot of research in Peru. He's actually done a great deal of research in Peru. In fact, I don't know of anyone who's done more. I keep using the word groundbreaking, but that's the word that comes to mind. Groundbreaking, literally groundbreaking in his case, because they did archaeological digs. He assembled a team, his own guys. By the way, he's Spanish. His team is Spanish. They're from Spain, Barcelona, the Barcelona area. And they actually did excavations in the Cusco region. And what makes their excavation so unique and so powerful is that the results that they uncovered, what they found in Cusco, absolutely and unequivocally debunks the standard narrative concerning the Inca, that the Inca built the megaliths in Cusco, and concerning different ancient cultures in Cusco and the timelines and so forth. Their information, that what they uncovered, absolutely debunks it. I mean, once and for all, it really does. And it debunks it in on a scientific platform. These are excavations. These are guys using ground-penetrating radar. These are guys working with the Ministry of Culture inside of Peru and with other governments around the world. Anselm P. Ramla personally took the king and queen of Spain on a guided tour through the Coricancha in Cusco. And this is a really dynamic year for Gen 6 Productions. I mean, we're about to release the third installment in our True Legends series, which is going to be the best of all three of them so far, and we're going to Cusco on our expedition and seminar in June, and Anselm P. Ramla will be with us, and we're going to get the first-hand experience from Anselm up there, and he's going to take us around to some of these areas that he actually excavated and uncovered some of these astounding things that were, by the way, swept under the rug. I mean, immediately they were swept under the rug. They tried to, for those of you who haven't seen The Unholy Sea, the second installment of the True Legend series, Anselm P. Ramla discovered all of this amazing stuff. He proved that the Shinkana, the famous Shinkana, the underground world that exists beneath the Andes Mountains, was not a myth. It was absolutely real. It was a true story. It was a true legend. He proved it scientifically, and he saw it with his own eyes, and then he came back later and proved it with a team of scientists. But after uncovering all of this amazing information, really setting the record straight in Peru concerning the ancient civilizations and so forth, the Shinkana and other things concerning the Inca, rather than commending Anselm, rather than extolling his work and publishing it and making sure it was widely disseminated, they absolutely turned on him. The press, one of the largest newspapers in Peru, the El Comercio, came out and vilified him and his team. After they discovered the Shinkana, after they proved the existence of the Shinkana, the press came out and vilified him and said they were little more than treasure hunters, and that they were going to put the structural integrity of the church that they were doing excavations in jeopardy and so forth and so on, just demeaning him and his team, making them look like scoundrels, treasure hunters. And in fact, it was so bad that Anselm had to go before the Congress in Peru and present his findings. And at the end of the day, they just swept it all right under the rug. And in the midst of producing the last film, editing the last film, The Unholy Sea, while we were researching the Shinkansen, and I had been to Cusco myself, I came across Anselm's work. You can't find it unless you speak Spanish. I mean, there's some stuff in English, but the majority of it is in Spanish. So I was reading some Spanish articles, and one thing led to another online, and I found myself on Anselm Piramla's webpage, and I'm reading this incredible the documentation of the investigative research that he had conducted in Cusco, and I thought, why in the world doesn't anyone know about this? This is absolutely astounding information that confirms the kind of material that Steve and I were putting forth in the film. And that's what's so incredible about Anselm's work. It absolutely confirms our thesis. And it scientifically confirms our thesis. And Anselm Piramla was, I was talking with him the other day, we were talking on the phone, and he was expressing his excitement with the upcoming Peru trip, but especially the conference that's coming in September. He was extremely ecstatic about the conference because Anselm told me that he has been holding information. Some information that he and his team have discovered. They have been holding it back. They have not published it, and they have been waiting for the right moment. They've been sitting back. They've been conferring amongst themselves and deciding when would be the best time, where would be the best place to release this what he called the most important aspect of his research over the last many years that he's been exploring all over the world. And he decided that our conference, the True Legends Conference, would be the venue that he would release this information. He said, Tim, we have never published this before. This is this information is going to, just as Steve said, it's going to rewrite history in terms of the dating of certain things and so on and so forth. I don't want to give too much away because he's trying to be very careful. He wants to make it an explosive surprise and so he's very excited and we're very excited for what Anselm's going to be presenting. And again, this is scientific information. This isn't a guy that just goes around speculating. He has the team. He has assembled the team, and this team has gone all over the world. And again, within his team, you have archaeologists, you have scientists of different disciplines, you have people who operate ground penetrating radar that are on the cutting edge of that kind of technology. And he rubs shoulders with the King and Queen of Spain and with other people, high-profile people around the world and even in the United States and other places. And so, when I first spoke with Anselm over a year ago when we were doing our The Unholy Sea, when I was editing The Unholy Sea, I had a feeling, I knew, I could sense that our material, what we were doing in terms of our research, our respective research, was converging. That here was a guy who has been out there for years doing these investigations, and then here we are doing our True Legend series, and that our information and our research was converging, which is extremely exhilarating, because that's also the case with Tom Horn. And so you have all of this research that's been going on behind the scenes with Gen 6 Productions, with Tom Horn and Skywatch TV, and with Anselm Piramla and his team of explorers, all converging, and literally converging in September in Branson, Missouri. And this is going to be a very unique conference. It's going to be a True Legends conference. So it's going to have the atmosphere. And obviously the topic, the subject matter, is going to be very True Legends oriented. Like I said, this is a very dynamic year for Gen 6 Productions. Things are just accelerating, Tim, snowballing for us.
Where can people sign up right now for that conference or get information on that conference?
People can go to Gen6Conferences.com. That's G-E-N-S-I-X, and then the word conferences.com, Gen6Conferences.com. They can register right now. The website's up. We got a lot of people registering. I mean, this thing's going to fill out really, really fast. So if you're thinking about going, go to Gen6Conferences.com, register. And this is going to be a conference in which we put together some presentations that absolutely fill in the gaps in the narrative. This narrative that's been going on for a while now concerning the Nephilim, concerning, you know, the giants and all this kind of stuff, the dating of things, the pre-Adamic world, the Tower of Babel, all kinds of all of these themes are converging. And that's the specialty that, you know, you got Steve with his specialty, Tom, Derek Gilbert, myself, Anselm P. Rambla, Dr. Michael Lake, and all converging with this research behind us. And what's so amazing is that it all of our research, when you put it together, you really get a well organized and extremely informative, let's call it a briefing, all the way from the pre-Adamic world into modern times. And so, again, we're just really looking forward to it. This is a very dynamic year for Gen 6 Productions. We are full steam ahead, and I think we're making a lot of waves. By the way, for those of you who are wondering, my YouTube channel has been excised from the internet. It's gone. They took it down with no explanation whatsoever. I had a YouTube channel called Timothy Albrino. Lots of people are emailing me, asking me about it. Why did I take it down? I didn't take it down. Google took it down for no apparent reason whatsoever. There were no copyright violations. I was in good standing with Google. I was all green lights with Google, and then suddenly, overnight, they just take it down off the internet. And I tried to appeal, and the only thing that they tell me is that I somehow breached their community guidelines or some nonsense. So that's what happened. They just took the channel down. So.
And I want to say something about that. Ladies and gentlemen, in the world of this kind of stuff and the world of fallen angels, I think you got to get over the understanding that somehow these are little cherubs that sit on a mantelpiece. These are the most powerful creatures that were created by God. The angels, all of them were created by God. I believe I have the understanding of that. Out of the fire, God created the angels, both good and bad. Before they were all created good until iniquity was found in Lucifer, and he led the rebellion of one third of the angels of heaven. But it's interesting because God, the Lord God, formed man out of the dust of the earth. But the difference between the angels, and I only have a limited understanding of this, Doug, but we were created in the image and likeness of God. And since Eden forward, the devil's number one prime directive has been to destroy that image and likeness. I believe when Tim's channel got taken down, the very people we write about were behind it, okay? And I believe that, and it's so hard for people to understand. When Henry Groover, and that video will be posted pretty soon, when Henry was in Bozeman, this has to do with the True Legends Conference and everything we do, God had supernaturally translated and I believe it was, what, Tim, four of the other intercessors to Rome.
Three,
and he was four, excuse me. And so the deal is that we got him on, you know, high def TV and pray for him because he's an amazing guy. He's over in the Orient again. And no man has ever paid the price of that man that I know of on the earth, you know, having, you know, almost close to a dozen kids and a wife, and they fought the good fight of faith and everything. But he was translated, I mean, as supernaturally translated to Rome, and God had him bind two fallen angels that had held up the apostolic and the prophetic ministries for 2,000 years. And when he talked about the giant chains coming down from heaven, now let me fast forward, okay? In 2005, I was told by multiple four-star generals and given the same exact description of what the fallen angels look like. If you want to go to Genesis6Giants.com and go into the illustrations, look at the angels with the giant chains. and the angels, the fallen angels, under the streets of Rome, guess where all of our problems have come from? Under the streets of Rome, above the streets of Rome, and in the air, you know, with people who have been sent by Rome. But the point that's interesting and very important is Henry commanded, the fallen angels looked at, up at him when he was coming down a giant circular staircase and said, you're not, what are you doing here? And you're not supposed to be here. And Henry declares the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, and he rebuked them, and giant chains from heaven came down and literally encircled them, okay? And then they disappeared. And every man that had been translated to Rome had the same identical vision representation all over the world. These people came from different places to Rome, translated by the Holy Ghost. Now, Doug, I'll tell you this. My guess is 90% of the Christians won't believe that, okay?
Easy.
90%. Yeah. Now, I pray it's more, but that's my guess, okay? So this fallen angel thing is a big deal, because when people finally get this, and this is the revelation, for this purpose was a Son of God manifested, that he might destroy the works of the evil one, we have no clue, outside of the grace of God through revelation of the Holy Spirit, we have no clue the battle that's being fought, the battle that was fought and is fought daily for our souls, that God himself, through the person of his Son, Jesus Christ, and through the blood of the Lamb, delivered us from. And the people on earth, hear me, you skeptics, hear me, you scorners, hear me, you atheists, hear me, you agnostics, you are going to fall hook, line, and sinker for the alien gods created you myth, unless you repent. And boy, I tell you what, the electricity's flowing through my body on that one. So here's the deal, Doug. The True Legends Conference is one of it's going to be one of a kind. It's not like, and I'm not knocking anybody's conferences, and I believe this is Tom's last speaking at a conference. I had to drag him, and fortunately I didn't have to drag him too far, just across half the United States to see how cool this conference is going to be. And the thing is that L.A. Marzulli will be talking. See, Tim, L.A., and Anselm are all basically, and I would say this is a good statement, they're all in South America, Peru, the navel of civilization. Then you've got myself, Tom Horn. We're going to be dealing with everything from Stargates, cannibalism, the whole thing that we deal with. And then Derek Gilbert is going to be talking about, in his Inception book, he's going to be talking about the Clash of the Titans, the Olympians, you know, where do all these myths and legends come from? And then Dr. Michael Lake is going to talk about the Sumerians, the Shinar Directive. Then Tim and Anselm, obviously, and I don't know the order yet. We're praying about the order. But Tom Horn will be speaking Friday night. I'm going to speak Saturday night, because I'm going to be taking it from where we go from here. And fortunately, believe it or not, I hadn't read Derek Gilbert's great book, and it is great, until, you know, just he let me have a PDF copy, which, you know, I was blessed to have it. But it's like he did what I would have done in the pre-Adamic stage, and I'm going to be dealing with where we go from here. I'm going to be dealing with the whole issue of Mars, astral catastrophism, genetic engineering, CRISPR technology. And see, this is what, Doug, here's the bottom line for everybody. Do you understand, if you don't pray, that this isn't fear porn, this isn't fear mongering? You are seeing in the headlines on Drudge, of which, what, 25, 30 million people a day go to multiple times a day, the very end of humanity and mankind being scripted out before you. It's not a scientific science fiction movie. This is the plan. God in his mercy, God in his anointing, God in his appointing is absolutely sharing with his people what is coming. So when I hear, well, I don't think that's very important at all. You're right, you don't think. I'm sorry. Somebody says, that's arrogant. No, it isn't. It's determined to save as many people as possible as God will allow. Tim's audience, my audience, our audience. And ladies and gentlemen, when you get, and by the way, Tim wasn't just knocked off YouTube, he was forbidden forever being on there again. I hope everybody understands that.
And
this came out of nowhere. So, you know, here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen. Go to, seriously, go to gen6conferences.com and register, because, again, all you can, we got special rates for hotels, and you know, believe it or not, this thing is really filling up fast. I think we're at probably close to a third of our people, and it's, we want to get everybody the, you know, best rates on rooms. Everything's really close in Branson, you know, and I think that what we have set up, and here's the other thing, this isn't finally set in stone yet, but I want to give everybody a chance with their questions. They'll be moderated. You'll have to write them out and send them, and somebody will read the questions. When Dr. Michael Lake is speaking, you can direct your questions to him. That way you don't have to wait until the end of the seminar. This is more of a teach-inar. When Tim is speaking, he'll answer your questions. Anselm, he'll answer your questions. Derek, David Langford will have Sunday pretty much the whole morning from 9 to 12, because, again, we're talking about heavy stuff, and we believe that God wants to do something special. This whole thing is biblical-based, and the thing is that we will see, I believe, a move of God, but most importantly, I believe for the spirit of revelation and wisdom to be given to the people that attend that, and a supernatural impartation. Those of you who can't come will get the DVDs. I believe the impartation will be there. But look, this happened so fast. I talked to Bob Ulrich. I talked to Gordon McDonald. I talked to Tom Horn. Do you know how long they take to put these things together, typically? 2 years, sometimes a year. They're always a year in advance. And by the grace of God, I mean, you know, Tim and I were talking, and we were talking in the his editing room, and we said, you know what? And he felt the same way. That's accurate, isn't it, Tim? That God wanted us to do this.
Yes, it is.
And Steve and Tim, we are up against our top of the hour break. Folks, go to Tim Alberino's website, truelegendstheseries.com, and Steve from stevequill.com. Tim, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Hey, thank you, guys. It's always a delight.
Absolutely. Look forward to talking with you in the future, and keep up the good work. We'll be right back with Steve Quayle right after these messages. Don't go anywhere.
Just what kind of thriller predicts the future? In 3 days in the Belly of the Beast, Daniel Holdings wrote about the God Particle before CERN actually discovered the God Particle. In As the Darkness Falls, Daniel wrote about an Islamist terrorist confederacy that rose up out of Syria and declared a caliphate 3 years before ISIS was ever heard of. In his newest novel, Between the Veil, Daniel talks about a space between dimensions where supernatural beings can walk. He says that these novels are a warning from the Creator to his creation. Will war come to America? Will the world's economies collapse? Are we looking at increased earthquakes and volcanic activity? Will the United States fall into civil war? You can find all of Daniel's work at his website, danielholdings.com. That's danielholdings.com. All of these things and more are talked about in Daniel's books. To find out what's coming next, go to danielholdings.com.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest-yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high-net-worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
You may never look at your city, town, or its people the same way ever again. Stained by Blood, a murder investigation based upon a true story by private investigator Douglas J. Hagman. Using the character Mark Stiles, Hagman takes you on a journey behind the scenes where the homicide becomes a secondary to an underworld of satanic ritual abuse, child abduction, and even mind-controlled experimentation. For 5 years, a brutal killer remained on the loose, free to kill again. As Mark struggles to navigate the maze of bizarre twists and untangle a web of deeply hidden secrets kept by some of the most powerful and influential people in his community and beyond. Stained by Blood. Order your copy of this engaging novel today at HagmanandHagman.com and click on the link. Stained by Blood at HagmanandHagman.com and click on the link. Stained by Blood.